Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you all are doing well. Today's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I am so at peace today. I literally woke up praying for you all, praying for the world, interceding on behalf of my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and I just really feel good today. Today is not, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Today is not going to be a day of sorrow. It's not going to be a day of depression. A lot of you are waiting to be married. You know, a lot of you are waiting, a lot of us, hello, are waiting for our kingdom spouse, our kingdom wives, whatever the case may be. A lot of us are just waiting in expectancy. And what the devil loves to do is to remind us of our singleness. It's very common to come across this day in particular while you're waiting, while you're single, while you're in that expectancy state, right? It's very common for you to acknowledge the fact that you're still waiting, that you're still in this position, right? But what gives me peace on today is the fact that I am right where I need to be, right? I'm right where I need to be. My relationship with God is strong. If it was time, right, for me to meet that kingdom spouse, or if it was time for me to be married, then I would have been married, right? Or I would have met him already. And it gives me peace to know that God knows what he's doing. Like, we've been talking a lot about healing lately, right? So I just want you all to understand and just have peace today and just know that you are still a work in progress. There is still some things that God needs to purge in your heart, from your heart. There are still some things that he wants to give you. There are still some functions and gifts and parts of your assignment that need to be cultivated, right? As long as you are pursuing God, as long as you are pursuing your assignment, as long as you are pursuing your gifts, God is aligning you. You are in alignment. So please do not take this day to just be sad and think about what you don't have. Be grateful. I woke up just grateful for what I do have, for where I am at right now, for the spiritual maturity level that I have, for the acknowledgement of where I am right now versus where I was a couple of Valentine's days ago, right? So a lot of you all are still in the process of healing. A lot of you all are still in the process of grieving. Lost relationships or whatever the case may be. But this episode is to encourage you all on today. It's really just to bring life, right? It's to breathe some life back into that hope, back into that expectancy, back into that faith that you may have been lacking lately. God gave me a word. I want to say a day or so ago. And I'm going to share that word with you, but I'm also going to insert a word that he gave me in December 31st, the day before the new year. So I'm going to insert that at the end, and I hope that is encouraging to you as well. I had completely forgot about it. Y'all know when God give me a word and, you know, I put it out there and I release the word, I be forgetting about it sometimes. And God be having to remind me. I'm like, yeah, you remember what I said? Oh, yeah, it's time to have faith again. It's time to ignite that faith. Hello. It's time to ignite what it's time to ignite that expectancy I need you to get back in position. I need you to start praying for this again. I need you to be on the lookout. Okay? Because when it come, I need you to be prepared. I need you to be ready. Okay? So I'm going to share that word, a clip of that word that I did on that day. But first, I would like to encourage all of my singles, all of my ladies, my men who listen to this podcast to please, please, please sign up for the wait list for the challenge. I think I'm going to call it the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge. I don't know. But I've been talking about doing this challenge for the past week or so, I believe. And it's on the topic of healing, right? So we're going to be talking about healing. God is still downloading. God is still speaking to me about this challenge. So I'm still in the process, but I do want you all to sign up before it's sold out. Like I said, this one is going to be bigger than the last. Okay. So if you want to sign up for the Pursuing Wholeness Challenge, please just click the link in the description box, in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this podcast. I will also have it linked on my social media platforms as well. So if you're not following me on Instagram, the Drea K, DreaKay. On YouTube is Drea K TV, and TikTok as well, Drea K, the Drea K. Sign up for the Discipline Bootcamp course. It is available on my website at cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. If you are still in need of some discipline, sis or bro, and you need some guidance and some direction and just some resources, some prophetic, godly resources, then please purchase the course. It is available on my website. If you would just go to the website and go to programs and courses, then go ahead and purchase the course today. Also, I am showing some Valentine's Day love. I am offering my strategy planning session for $100 off. Oh my God. Like, girl, look, because that price was high, Drea. Like, what's going on? Look, what we do in these strategy sessions is, look, we get the business clear, okay? We get it done. We execute the plan. We've been saying this. God is not playing with us. God wants us to operate in strategy. He wants to give us strategy. He wants us to be diligent in seeking him. He wants us to be diligent in pursuing this new project, this new whatever God idea that he has given you thus far for the new year. It's time to pursue it. It's time to get it done. It's time to execute. If you are in need of some project management, if you don't even know how to get the God idea done, if you are still in the middle of the idea, if you're still struggling with your marketing and how do I promote this thing? How do I put it out? How do I even create social media buzz around it? How do I make money from this thing? If you need to know all of that, then use me, your girl, as a resource. You can go to cultivatedstrategiesinc.com as well and book a strategy session. Use the code LOVE, all caps L-O-V-E, for $100 off of that service. I am only offering it to the first 7 people who sign up. So look, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Okay, because I don't know where God is about to be leading me, but he's speaking heavy, heavy, heavy. He's speaking very heavy, very clearly. He literally told me the other day, pack your bags. And I'm like, where are we going? You know, but I ain't really asked no questions. I was just like, okay, Lord. So he's literally preparing us for some things. He's coming back. Like, he's checking the fruit. What? He's checking to see what we've been doing. He's checking to see if we've been diligent. He's checking to see if we've been executing the strategy. He's checking to see if we've actually been trusting him. If we've actually been pursuing this thing, this God idea that he has given us. He's actually going to be checking our work. Hello, good teacher. He's checking the work. Have you been seeking him about this thing? Have you been putting your hands to the plow? Have you been planting the seed? Have you been watering the seed? He's coming back and checking it. Come on, somebody. So please use that service as a resource. Use the Discipline Bootcamp course as a resource if you need to get your stuff together. Okay? And yeah. So all of that information will be in the show notes and all of my social media platforms and the website as well. So now that the announcements are done, let's go ahead and get into this good news segment. This good news segment is brought to you by Essence.com. Erin Jackson makes history as first Black woman to win speed skating Olympic medal. Erin Jackson, 29, became the first Black woman to earn a gold medal in speed skating for the United States on this Sunday. Jackson claims the prestigious honor for her performance in the women's 500-meter speed skating race in Beijing. According to NBC News, she slickly sprinted through the ice to complete the event in 37.04 seconds. Hold up, sis, you got some speedy legs. She is the first person to win that event on behalf of Team USA since 1994. What? The Ocala, Florida native's success as a long track speed skater and inline speed skater is even more remarkable as she has only spent a few years as an icebound athlete. Come on. Jackson previously skated on rollerblades and participated in roller derbies. When she made her first appearance in the 2018 Olympics, she reportedly had only pivoted towards the ice 1 year prior. This year, Jackson experienced unexpected difficulties during the official qualifying period for the Beijing Games. She arrived in this year's winner's circle thanks to her friend and colleague Brittany Bowie opting to give up her qualifying spot to make sure Jackson was afforded the opportunity to compete. Man, what? Look, I feel God all on this. Look, I hope y'all are listening. The skating star proved worthy of the sacrifice by making history. She expressed her awe at her accomplishments in a tweet. Olympic champion, she wrote before an emoji of a gold medal. It's going to take me a while to process those words. Congratulations, Erin. That is so cool. Like, Black people on ice, like, what? Like, we doing everything, okay? We winning. It's our season. I feel like Issa, like, what Issa say? What prophetess Issa say? I feel like it's me time. I feel like it's a me year. I feel like I'm winning this year, right? So congratulations, Erin, on your success. We here at the Living in Pursuit podcast congratulate you, and we are praying for you, sis. Now let's go ahead and get into this episode, y'all. So on February 13th at 2:57 a.m., my goodness, God started speaking to me. He literally woke me up and started speaking to me in the area of love, okay? And no, this isn't just, you know, some word that the Lord concocted because it's Valentine's Day. Like, no. God is literally preparing us for marriage. He's already spoken it over our lives. He's already confirmed that we will be married. It's just this lingering idea of when, right? So not only is he preparing us to be in these relationships, but he's causing us to heal first, okay? But he's also reminding us that he wants us to love again, right? Like, ooh, we've been hurt so many times. There's been so many obstacles that we've faced. There's been so many toxic relationships and unequally yoked relationships. And we've been hurt a few times, more than a few for some of us. But God literally has been speaking to me clearly about just him having a deep desire for his people, for his children to love again, to step out of that fear, to step out of that comfort zone of trying to protect your heart, trying to protect yourself at all costs. He literally wants to be your protector. He wants you to be able to trust him in this area. And he wants you to be able to trust yourself once you've healed, once you've gotten in alignment with his word, once you've chased after him, once you've grown to know how God loves. He really wants you to love again. And this time, going back to the try again, he says try again, y'all. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into the word that he gave me. So it says God wants to give you a new name. He wants you to trust him with who your husband is. He won't play you. It won't be someone you are unsure of. You'll have peace in the process of reveal. He won't sabotage you or make you feel worried or rushed or unsure. Your spirit will know. It will be a calming relief. God wants to invite you into his arms and fulfill his promise to you, but you have to trust what he says. He's going to make up for lost time and redeem your heart. He wants you to love again. God wants to restore your heart and give you a pure love, a new love. It's going to be pure this time. It won't be forced. It'll be fixed like a fixed marriage. And God kind of gave me this analogy as he was just downloading this word to me. You know how the father, like in the olden days, the father would be the one to give his daughter away or choose a suitable husband for her, a suitable mate. God was literally saying, that's what he wants to do with you. That's what he wants to do with us. That's what your father in heaven is doing for you. He searched the world and found you someone suitable. Wait, that just hit me. I'm sorry, y'all. Ooh, okay, Lord. He formed him in his mother's womb the same special way he formed you in yours. He already fixed the moment. He already fixed your heart posture. He fixed your heart. He cleaned you up. Now it's time to give you away. My God. Some of y'all husbands have been hidden from you because you haven't healed yet. Some of you know who your husbands are. Some of you, God has already revealed who your husband was, but you're wondering, well, why is he taking so long? Why is he not here? Why am I waiting this long? And first and foremost, it's all about timing. It's all about timing. Okay. God needs to be able to trust you with him. He needs to be able to trust you with who he sends you, because my God, the last thing that God wants to do is to send you your suitable mate while you're still grieving your last relationship, while you're still going through the motions, while you're still bitter about waiting, while you're still at this heart posture of just becoming mad at God and becoming impatient. The last thing that God wants to do is send you who he has for you while you're in an unhealthy state. My God, that ain't even on my notes. Okay. So what we need to be focusing on right now is healing, is to not become obsessive, because I've done this before with the whole wrong person, became obsessive. Okay. After I was given a word 2 years ago saying that I was going to be married 2 years ago, I became obsessive. Okay. I completely forgot about my assignment. I completely just obsessed. Okay. Obsessed over my wedding dress, my wedding, my this, my that. Started planning all kinds of foolishness because I had gotten a word, right? So I want to encourage you all, for you all who do know who your wife or your husband is, to don't become obsessive, to really take heed to the word, keep seeking God about it, keep asking him for confirmation. Y'all, these last couple of days, I've been asking for confirmation like crazy. Lord, show me again. Show me. Are you sure? Show me again. Show me one more time. Oh, show me a different way. Oh, show me, like, really, really just accepting the fact that God has him for you or has her for you, but he wants to make sure that the timing is perfect. Y'all remember when you stepped outside of God's timing? Remember what happened the last time you did that? Remember when you chose your own mate, when your standards were so low that your suitable mate was beneath God's standards? of who you should be with. Remember when you, ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember when you chose somebody that was beneath you when you didn't know yourself? When you fully haven't come into the identity, your true identity in Christ, remember the last time you chose somebody and you got in a relationship with them, unaware of who you truly were spiritually, your unhealed self. Remember the last time you trust your emotions, your unhealed emotions. God says it's better to wait on me. It's better to wait on his timing. It's better to wait on who he has for you. Open your eyes. Like, some of us have been looking at this waiting season as something negative. I'm reminded of the scripture, Psalm 84:11, and I'm going to read the Amplified version. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So not only is he protecting you, but he's protecting them. God is making sure that we hold ourselves upright, that we are truly in alignment with him, that we have truly healed, that we have truly gotten rid of certain toxic traits, certain triggers. My God, certain things that would have made us react in an unhealthy way had he allowed us to be in this new relationship, right? So there's still some residue left over. And I don't know what you all's residue is. Maybe it's your anger. Maybe it's your tendency to be impatient. Maybe it's your lack of discipline. Maybe it's your, maybe you're not pursuing the assignment like God wants you to. Maybe you're not being diligent enough. Maybe you're not being persistent enough. I don't know. I don't know what fears you may still be battling. I don't know what that thing is that God still wants to work on you, or that he still wants to work in you. I don't know. But take this day to really assess, God, what do I need to work on? What do I still need to heal from? How can I become better for him or her? How can I please you more? How can I continue to get in alignment with my assignment? How can I focus on you more and stop focusing on this? How can I continue to allow you in my heart? What walls do I need to break down? What things do I need to stop pursuing right now? What do I need to be doing right now in this season so that I can get closer and closer to the blessing, closer and closer to the promise? What do I have to do? Today literally should be a day of submission. It should be a day of gratefulness. Some of y'all should be rejoicing that you're not spending Valentine's Day with your ex. Some of y'all should be grateful that you're not in a toxic relationship anymore. Some of y'all should be grateful that you don't have to worry about others' feelings, that you can, that you're now in a space where you can worry about yourself, where you can worry about your father's business, where that's the only thing on your agenda. Some of y'all are becoming impatient. You want children, you want the marriage, you want this and you want that, but you're literally in a precious season right now because you don't have to have all of those responsibilities at once. Imagine what your life will be like when you become a husband, a father, and a kingdom entrepreneur full-time. Hello. Imagine what your life will be like as a mother, pregnant at the same time with your second, third, fourth child, married, having to fulfill your marriage duties, having to fulfill all of your wifely duties, and be used by God. So enjoy your time. I'm enjoying it. I know I'm enjoying mine. Hello. Enjoy your enjoy your alone time. Enjoy the time that you can spend with God. Enjoy that secret place a little bit longer. Dwell in the secret place a little bit longer before it gets interrupted by your 2-year-old. before it gets interrupted by your husband. Like, it's exciting, like, knowing that God doesn't withhold any good thing. Like, knowing that he's a good father, knowing that he loves us enough to save us from self-sabotaging ourselves. Ugh. It's exciting to know that somebody cares that much this time around, right? So I know that you all are excited. I know that you all are taking heed to this message. I know that you all are probably planning your Galentine's Day, your Valentine's Day. I don't know. But let's assess. Let's evaluate. Let's come to God on today and really just seek him and ask him, am I in alignment with you? Am I in alignment to receive my husband? Am I in position? If not, help me. Help me to get back into position. Help me to stop getting out of alignment. Help me to fully submit to you and submit to your ways, submit to your plan, right? So I want y'all to just take this day to be grateful that you're not where you used to be, and to also be grateful that you still got some work to do. That you're humble enough to acknowledge the fact that you still got some work to do. And let's just work towards that, right? Let's work toward it every day. So I love you all. I'm going to insert the second part of this message right now. I love you all. Make sure that you all take advantage of the resources that I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. If you haven't already, leave a rating, leave a review. That will really help bring more awareness and brand visibility to the podcast. It will be visible to more people to come and hear what thus said the Lord, what we're doing over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast, to help other people just get back into alignment, help people come home. Okay, we just talked about that too. So make sure you all take advantage of the strategy session discount on today. Use the code LOVE at checkout for your strategy planning session on the website cultivatedstrategiesinc.com. And yeah, I love you all, and I hope you have an amazing, blessed, triumphant, rejoicing day. Oh, and wait, before I actually hop off here, I want to remind you all of the other scripture, John 10:10. It says in the NIV version, it says, the thief, the devil, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come, Jesus says, that they may have life and have it to the full. So when that doubt tries to creep in, when you're probably even listening to me right now talking about some, oh, I can't do that, or I ain't got the money, or my husband ain't coming no time soon, or I ain't worthy of a marriage, and this and this and that. Understand that once the word is released, if you receive this word, okay, if you receive this word, understand that the devil is going to try to come and choke the word, okay? He's going to try to come and choke the seed that is being planted right now as you are listening to this episode. So that's John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, Jesus, my God, has come so that you may have life and have it to the full. Another version says abundantly above all else. I love you all. And let's get into the second half of this episode.
Let me try to get this word out. Devil, we rebuke you. Your stinking, ugly self, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, period. But God says, whatever situation that you went through these past couple of years that has shut your mouth, that has made you silent, that has made you curse people, that has made you not be able to forgive yourself, God says that he's going to take you away from the oppression. He's going to free you. He's going to free you from your oppression and your oppressors. And he's going to move you away far from them. And he's going to begin to give you strategy. He's going to begin to he's going to give you strategy. He's going to give you insight. He's going to give you wisdom so that you can have a strategy to proclaim your story. One thing that God did when Jesus came to this earth, he gave him a strategy. I want you to go here, here, here. These are the people I want you to heal. This is your message. The same thing every time God chose his prophets, he gave them a message. He gave them a strategy. And he said that he's going to do the same thing for his people. 2022 is the year that you tell your story. And that's not to invoke fear. If y'all are quiet, if y'all are like shy people or whatever like that, God's going to take care of all of that. God's going to heal all of that. You feel me? God is literally going to give you the confidence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's going to give you the confidence to tell your story. If it's in a book, if it's in a podcast, if it's in some of y'all are speakers, right? God say, don't worry about the nervousness or the anxiety. God said, I'm going to take care of that. He says, I'm going to take care of that. And when you read Isaiah 61, when you read Isaiah 61, that will help you gain more confidence, because God is literally, he's about to heal his nation. He's about to heal the nation. We've been struck with COVID. We've been struck with a lot of things these past couple of years. A lot of people have died. We've lost a lot of people. God said, I'm about to send healing over the nation. It's not just the US, it's just not America, it's Europe, Asia, everywhere. So when God say he's sending you to the nations, whatever platform, thank you, Holy Spirit, whatever platform you use, it's gonna blow up. People from China are gonna listen to you. People from Asia are gonna watch your videos. People from Timbuktu are gonna tune into your messages. Do y'all know that I did a message entering into the room? I did entering into the room, and I put it on my TikTok. I put a clip of it on my TikTok. Do y'all know a few weeks later, some man came out of nowhere, like it was like somewhere in like Turkey. Somewhere in Turkey. He sent me a message on my, he found me on Instagram and sent me a DM. And he basically was saying, thank you so much for being obedient to the word of God. I'm literally crying, or I'm literally just in my feelings right now, because everything that was said in that video, God is so good. Everything that was said in that video was meant for me. And when I tell y'all, it shocked me. In my mind, I'm thinking, how is God going to send a nation? How is God going to send me to a nation? How am I going to be made into a nation? How is God going to make my name great? And he basically started showing me. God says, in 2022, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. He's been telling me that the past couple of days. I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. So the fact that when you put something out in the world, when you put something out on TikTok or social media or whatever platform, it's going to reach people all around the world. That's how the nation part sits in. That's how you're going to be made into a nation. That's how people are going to know you. That's how your name is going to be made great. But look, I just want to encourage y'all, like, read Isaiah 61, read Exodus, go through the whole story. You feel me? But go back and watch my videos on entering into the room. The room that he's been talking to me about, two, three days ago when I was on live, he literally started bringing it back to my remembrance, but he was also giving me clarity. What's in this room, people are going to be ready to fund you. People are going to be ready to give you grants for your business, for your nonprofit. In this room, it's going to be your marriage. In this room, it's going to be like you're going to have influence when you come into this room. People are going to stop and stare. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Look, he been talking to me so much about this video that I'm starting to memorize what I said in the video. But he said, people are going to wonder and stop and stare. Who is this girl? Who is this man? And they're not going to be able to articulate what all you do, because you're so gifted. God is going to begin to use all of your gifts. He's going to begin to use all of your gifts, so much so to the point where it's not going to confuse people. It's going to shock people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's going to shock people. Dang, she do that. She do that. Dang, he do this. He do that. Dang, y'all, dang, God's people is really gifted. Oh my God. And he's just going to begin to use all of your gifts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's bringing me back. Look, it's the same message every time. Everything is coming together. My God. He says, prepare for your big announcement. He says, prepare for your big announcement. And it's funny because the announcement, I had a vision of myself walking out onto the stage, and the announcer, you know how you go like to a TV show or something like that, and then the announcer was like, give it up for na, 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 na. He says the announcement is going to be so long and so big, people are going to be like, dang, give it up for, I'm gonna use myself as an example, Drea K, entrepreneur, woman of God, prophetess, business owner, creator of this, creator of that, podcast host, Living in Pursuit podcast, this and that. Like, it's gonna be so much. But then when I got on that live the other day, you know how people, when I got on live the other day, and he brought it back together, and he started revealing more things to me. When I was talking about this, I saw a vision of myself, or of somebody, well, really myself, walking into these double doors, and I see round tables, and I see people standing up, clapping. It instantly made me think of, you know how when the bride and groom goes, are the last to walk into the room of their reception. They are the last people to walk in. Everybody else are already in there. The food is already getting prepared. The feast has already begun. The music already jumping. They just waiting on the bride and groom to really get the party started, right? To really start and set off the celebration. I literally saw the double doors walking in, opening up. And somebody, well, my husband, whoever he is, taking my hand and raising my hand, and we doing like this. Give it up for Mr. and Mrs. And I heard the announcement. Give it up for such and such Mr. and Mrs. And then we walked into the room. And then the feast began. We went and sat down at our table, the table that was already reserved for us, the table that was already set for us, the table that was already prepared for us. We go and sit down, and the feast begins. Y'all know how in like the ancient times, when the king and queen come out to the and they step into the room, and the king and queen come out. And they sit down, and somebody gets on the little thing, and they say, let the feast begin. God keep bringing, every time I talk, he starts bringing everything back. He starts bringing all of the message that I did back into one. So first thing he says was, do not doubt. What I was about to say was, whatever God told you, don't doubt it. Whatever he told you. Whatever he confirmed to you, not whatever you thought God said, not whatever you think God is saying, not whatever somebody else told you that wasn't confirmed. God said whatever he confirmed, whatever he said to you, and whatever he confirmed is what's going to happen. Whatever he confirmed that he said what he was going to do, what he said was going to happen, come here. He's going to do it. Just that. And he says, don't doubt it. That's why in 2022, he also said, thank you, Holy Spirit, to
They didn't come yet. They gotta come this way. They went that way. They gotta come this way. He also said, your words are gonna be very important in 2022. Your words, my God, are gonna be very important in 2022. What you speak has power. Your words have power. So when you, in 2022, you're gonna have to be very careful with what you speak on, who you speak on, how you speak about yourself, and how you proclaim the name of God. You're gonna have to be very intentional about your words for 2022, even starting now. But when you get on these platforms, and when the light gets shown on you in your story, when people want to ask you questions, when people want to interview you, thank you, God. When people want to interview you, when people want you to continue to tell your story, he says your words are going to be very important. So it's best that you check your unbelief at the door. Check your unbelief at the door, because doubt is going to be waiting on you. Insecurity is going to be waiting on you. He also highlighted to me that not only are people going to be in this room, they are going to want to write you grants. They are going to want to, you know, partner with you and, you know, do the mission of God. But it's also going to be people in there ready to write you off. People that are ready to doubt you. People, the naysayers, haters. They're also in this room. So God says discernment. Thank you, God. Oh, he also said, and we talked about this last night as well. He also said, your discernment is going to be key next season. Your discernment is going to be key. Because he said, not every door that's about to open for you is going to be of me. So you're going to have to be very, very discerning in 2022. Almost to the point where you become a skeptic. Not towards God, but towards people, towards spirits, towards the different spirits that are coming your way. Remember Ephesians 6:12, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. There are people that are going to be disguised as angels of light. People that proclaim the name of God. People that know scripture. People that only want to manipulate you. They want to get you to a certain point where you trust them, and then they want to manipulate you, and they want to manipulate your gift. So don't think it's strange that all of these people, just like gnats, for the past couple of weeks, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the past couple of weeks, there has been gnats in our house. And I'm like, where are all of these gnats coming from? What the heck is happening? God's saying that there are a lot of people in 2022 that are going to want to attach to you. There are a lot of people that are going to want to hover around you and try to get. There's going to be a lot of people that want your fruit. At the beginning of 2021, God started speaking to me about it's birthing season. It's birthing season. So you're about to birth something. You are about to produce much fruit. You are about to reap your harvest. You are about to reap your harvest. And them flies, them gnats, all they want is the sweet stuff. They don't never go to the vegetables. They want the sweet stuff. The sweet things of God. The milk and the honey. They want the sweet stuff that you're about to get. They want the fruits of your labor. Sweet aroma. Yes, you carry, people of God, we carry a sweet aroma. A sweet aroma. They're going to want to attach themselves and fly and hover around you. But God said you're going to need to be very, very, very discerning. You're going to need to be very discerning. And how you be discerned? You get disciplined. You get disciplined in your word, in your spiritual practices, changing your habits, changing your unhealthy emotional habits. I have a challenge that I'm doing next week, January 3rd through the 24th. And we're literally talking about all of this stuff. And really, God has still been giving me content. He's still been changing things, moving things around. No, say this instead of that. No, say this instead of that. Do this instead of that. We're going to be praying. We're going to be fasting. We're going to be praying every morning at 6 a.m. We're going to be fasting throughout the week. God is literally like, now that he's bringing all of this stuff around, and after he's putting all of this stuff together, I really think or now I know he's confirming that this discipline boot camp that I'm about to do, that is God-given, is going to prepare you all for 2022. So everything that we've been talking about, this course, this challenge has the tools that you need. The tools. We're going to be learning about discernment one-on-one. We're going to be learning about how to hear God's voice clearly. Clearly. How to discern our voice from his voice. Like, we're going to be talking about disobedience. Because in 2022, you're going to need to know how to operate in your gifts. You're going to need to know how to stay humble. You're going to need to know how to humble yourself and speak what he tells you to speak, not what you want to speak. It's a lot. It's a lot. I was going to do a podcast episode, but I'm literally going to have to save this video and save a couple of more of my videos and just use the audio. Because it's a lot. My throat's starting to hurt. I've been talking for the past 3 days. And now that God has been speaking to me very, very, very clearly and giving us instructions about 2022, I know for sure. I know for sure that 2022, he's going to use me more to speak. Like, I'm going to be speaking more. So it's best that we prepare now and get the complaining out the way. It's best that we become disciplined and obedient now, which is in the boot camp, which is all of this information is in the boot camp. I don't even be like, I do not have like, I didn't really have like a strategy to promote this boot camp. It's literally for those who God has called to. It's literally God sending people there. God has been sending people there so much to the point where I didn't even have to do no work. You know how everybody, all of these entrepreneurs and all of these other people, they get on social media and they promote every single day. And they also tell you to do the same thing. Well, if you want clients, you need to do this. Well, if you want people to sign up for your course, or if you want people to buy your thing, you have to get on social media. You have to show up every single day. Who? I've been sleeping. I've been waking up to people signing up for the boot camp. Who? Who? What God is going to do for y'all, what God is going to do for us in 2022. He said, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Even last night, we were talking about dating. God said, what other people are doing, y'all not gonna have to do that. All of this work, all of this back and forth stuff, God say it's not even gonna take y'all that long to get what he wants to get to y'all. It's not going to take you that long to climb up the corporate ladder. It's not going to take you that long. And also in dating, in the area of dating, acceleration. Thank you. We talked about that last night. But God say, even in dating, it ain't going to take you 6, 7, 8, 9 months to date somebody just to see, oh, is this person from God? Is this, oh my God, is he sent from God or is he sent from the devil? God say, you're going to know immediately that that's your husband. You're going to know immediately that that's your wife. Ain't going to be no 5, 6, 7, 8 months dating, playing around, trying to find out. Except like 2022 is acceleration. God has a mission. Let me tell y'all this. God has a mission. He going to get what he needs to get done regardless of us. It's just best that we partner with him. It's best that we partner with him, because if we don't do what if we're not obedient and we don't do what he tell us to do, he gonna find somebody else to do it. He's on a mission. God not gonna stop for us. God not gonna wait for us no more. He done did that these last couple of days, waiting for you to get in alignment, giving you chance after chance, choice after choice. He said, "Oh, when 2022 hit, be ready." He told me yesterday, "Pack your bags." I say, "Okay." I already knew where I was moving to. I just didn't know when. So any day now. Come here. Huh? Come here. So any day. I can't. Give me a second. Okay, 1 second. So God said, be ready any day now. Any day you're going to get that phone call. Any day you're going to get that email. Any day that opportunity is coming. So it's best you be ready. Ain't gonna be no, oh, well, God, I mean, you know, I need another confirmation. God said, I done given you more than one confirmation. Yeah, that's where you need to move. Yeah, that's what you need to stop. Yeah, that's who you need to partner with. God said, what more do you want? A pigeon? You want me to send a pigeon? You want me to send a letter? You want me to send a skyscraper? No, 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 no. No. God said, it's time. It is harvest time. They ran straight into Boaz. It said Naomi and Ruth left such and such to go to Bethlehem in the harvest time where the barley was much. So I started reading up on it. I was like, okay, barley, harvest. What that mean? What that mean, God? So I looked it up. It was the springtime. I went to Exodus. When Moses had got the people out of Israel, and they was about to cross the Jordan River. He was like, commemorate. Moses told them people, commemorate this day. Commemorate this day. For this is the day, my bad, y'all, I'm sorry. For this is the day that God has freed you from your oppression. This is the day that you are no longer a slave. This is the day that you will possess the promised land. And it said in the month of Aviv, A-V-I-V, Aviv, they entered into the promised land, or they were free. They were no longer slaves. Aviv means harvest. Aviv means spring, when the fruit was ripened. When the fruit was ripened. Man, God not playing with us? He said, you better get this harvest. You better get this harvest. God said, y'all better stop playing.
Guess what?
Y'all better get this ripened fruit. God is saying, 2022 is the year that he will get glory for your story. Everything you went through, that abusive relationship, that toxic relationship. Ooh! Everything. What is that? Stop. I don't like nature, son. I don't like it.
I don't know what is that.
I don't like the nature. But, and it's such a beautiful day outside. I also said this yesterday, too. It's harvest time, right? So when you go outside and the sun's shining, the wind blowing, the clouds are high, it's just beautiful outside. All you need to say, it's harvest time. It's a nice day. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Ooh, the sun out. When them sundresses come out, when them toes come out, when them bobs come out. Okay, it's harvest time. You gonna be sitting in the chair getting your hair done, getting that new bob. It's harvest time. You're gonna be sitting at the nail station, getting your nails done, getting them pink colors, getting them spring colors. You're gonna be like, it's harvest time. Everything that y'all ask God for in secret, the house, the business, the car, everything you ask for, the marriage. And look, we was talking about this last night too. Look, I need to get off because I be talking to y'all for like 2-3 hours and I can't be doing it. Like, I be talking to y'all forever and ever and ever and ever. What? But God say, I also did a message about basically dating, how God is about to send you someone in your life that's actually going to love you and not cheat on you and not make you feel worthless and not make you feel like you're making a mistake. Like, he's literally, I did a video about that. He's going to remove the fear. He's going to remove the fear from your heart. The fear of dating, or the fear of loving again, the fear of opening up again. God said he's going to send you the right one to help you open up. You know how in those toxic relationships, you will want to get closer to that person and you will want to open up and be vulnerable, but all they did was, okay, what they got to do with me? All right, you're crazy. You're crazy. Like, all of the things that God has been doing in your life, he's going to send you somebody that actually understands what you're talking about. So when all of those times when you were weary, all of those times when you didn't have a friend to talk to, God says your husband or your wife is going to be your friend. They're going to be your friend. Not only are they going to love you, but they're going to be your friend. God says everything that he is to you, he's going to send somebody in his place. Like Jesus, he's going to send somebody in his place. And no, they're not going to be perfect. They're not going to be perfect. There are some days where they're not going to, you know, be as attentive. They're going to be there. They're going to have days where they want to be alone. They're going to have days where you're going to need to pour into them, where you're going to have to uplift them and pray for them. There are some days where you're going to have to take care of them. So what you need to do, it's just pray for discernment. You need to pray that God continues to give you a servant's heart. Because when you have discernment, you'll be able to know. God will tell you what that person is going through, what they're thinking, what's bothering them. And he will give you the words to say. See, a lot of us, we already have that gift. A lot of us already have that discerning gift, but we've given it away to the wrong person. We've been casting our pearls to swine. We've been giving that away to people and a man or a woman that did not appreciate that. But your husband or your wife, they're going to appreciate all of your gifts. They're not going to think you're crazy. Every time you talk about your dreams, they're going to be like, man, I had the same dream. Man, I know, man. It's going to be like a connection. It's going to be like a heart connection. Like, they're going to get you. A lot of us, a lot of times, we've grown up. We grew up not having a lot of people understand us. We've been so misunderstood to the point where we've isolated ourselves and we've become depressed and we've opened ourselves up to anybody. We just wanted that attention, just wanted that love, just wanted that attention. And God, like, you ain't got to do that no more. You're not going to have to do that anymore, because now, thank you, Holy Spirit, you've learned how to do that with God. You've learned how to do that with God. You've learned how to open up with God. You've recognized the signs. You've recognized the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You've recognized the presence of the Holy Spirit. You've recognized the steps of the Holy Spirit, the steps, the things that God has shown you in those moments of vulnerability. You recognize when somebody's being genuine. He's taught you how to love, my God. He's taught you how to discern. He's taught you how to open up. So when that man or that woman comes, it's immediately you're going to know. Immediately. They're going to stop you dead in the middle of your tracks. I'm telling you. Y'all, God has been speaking this so clearly to me. And at times, I doubted it. At times, I thought that God was going to resurrect my toxic relationship just because I got lonely around the holidays, just because I saw everybody else getting engaged, and I'm like, God. But that was nothing but the enemy trying to get you off course and make you bitter instead of happy for people. It kind of made you want to, I don't even want to be around these people no more. I don't even want to enjoy the holidays because I ain't get what I want. Thanks for the purse. Thanks for this. Thanks for that. But what I really want is the love that God promised me. And I ain't gonna lie, I was having that moment too. I was having that moment too on Christmas. I had to go take a ride. Now, Lord, I know it's your birthday. I know it's your birthday today. You turning up. You know, everybody got the gumbo. Everybody got the little sweet potatoes and everything like that. But, Lord, where he at? When you said he was going to come again? What day? What year? Are you sure? And the devil been trying to get you to doubt God. He's been trying to get you to open a door that God has already closed. That was another one of my messages that I put on Instagram. So, what I really want to say is, or excuse me, what the Lord really wants to say to you all that everything is coming together. Everything is coming together. All things work together. All things are going to work together for the good. You need only to stand still and rest. You need only to memorize Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that He is God. And the word actually said, be still and know that I am God. I am. So, look, I love y'all. My child is running amok in the home, and I have to prepare for the day, the rest of the day. So y'all please pray for me, because every single time I done woke up these past 3-4 days, God has been loud. Loud. Okay? If y'all haven't already, please sign up for the course. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be a blessing to y'all. It's been a blessing to me. Oh my God. At the beginning, like, God had gave me this assignment in October, but the enemy has been trying to stop me from getting it done. But God has been having me in this time of rest around the holidays. Even last week, He just wanted me to rest. He didn't want me to record. He didn't want me to do too much. He just wanted me to rest. He wanted me to be still. He wanted me to be quiet. So don't feel bad about taking a break. Don't feel bad about not killing it, not having a to-do list. Don't feel bad about that. Because as I've been seeing, God gonna speak when He needs to speak. We can't make God speak to us. He gonna speak when He needs to speak, right? So if you're waiting on God, just rest. Just wait on Him. The Bible say it's better to wait on the Lord. Do y'all know when I tried to, or when I opened that door, when I tried to go back to that toxic relationship, do you know every time me and Him got into it, or every time I felt ignored, every time I felt rejected, every time I felt confused, that song, Wait on the Lord, started playing in my spirit every day. Wait on the Lord. It's better to wait on Him. It's better to wait on Him, His confirmation. Don't grow weary. Just wait in expectancy. You know the gift is coming. Just wait for it. We'll wait for weeks. We'll wait weeks for Amazon to bring their slow tails, to bring our stuff. But we get so antsy and so impatient with God. God say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I ain't going to do it when you want me to do it. But I'm still going to do it. So rest in it. Wait in it. Wait patiently in it. Write out the business plan. Like, write your vision down. Everything that you heard on this live, write it down. If it touched you, if it spoke to you, write it down. Go get you a new journal for 2022. That's what I'm going to do today. I am going to get me a new journal for 2022. Because God going to be loud. God is going to be loud in 2022. Just like He loud. He's starting already. He's starting already. He big loud. He got a lot to say. Get in your word. Be excited to hear the word of the Lord. Start getting excited to spend time with God again. Because you're going to need it in 2022. You're going to need it. There's a lot that is going to be needed to be celebrated. There's a lot of celebration that is going to come in 2022. There's a lot that is going to have to be celebrated. It's going to have to be celebrated. God is going to allow you to celebrate some things. Don't be disobedient. And you know who I'm talking to. If that's for you, that's for you. But anyway, I love y'all. I'm about to go inside. I look a mess. Oh, y'all see that? It's supposed to look like that on this side, but clearly, I love y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast. If y'all haven't listened to those past messages, listen to them. All of them are on my Instagram. It's DreaK K on Instagram. Follow me. So I love y'all. I'm about to go. And y'all have a blessed day. Bye.